Morning, team.
Good to talk to you. And we've just been talking about this De Bortoli Wines Golden Rose, and the decision was made earlier in the week to back up Champagne Cuddles.
Yeah, it was indeed. So it's exciting to have a runner, and she came through last run very well. She's got a good constitution, so I don't think the backup will worry her at all.
Well, she's the fit horse in the race, Bjorn, with, you know, like you said, a quick backup and running for a big prize. I suppose that was tempting as well.
Yeah, for sure. And her form's been excellent, this preparation. And I guess it's a whole nother big question mark up against the Colts. But she's in good order. She's drawn, hasn't drawn ideally, but not too far off in gate eight. And she'll be finishing off hard, I'm sure.
How does that leave her sort of flight stakes campaign, you know, the timing of that?
Well, she's still in it, so that's definitely an option. We'll just see what happens today and see how she comes through. But if one horse is going to run 3 weeks in a row, it's her. She's got a bigger appetite than me.
Race five here. You've got Louboutin, your two mares, Louboutin and Imposing Lass. Both worked hard early at Newcastle, but it looks a bit softer here.
Yeah, it does, and it's sort of unfortunate. They're up against each other. They've got sort of similar racing patterns, but it worked out the start before last, but last time it didn't really work out. But I think back on a genuine surface, they're both in really good order. The 1500 should suit both of them as well, so I think they're both in there as live hopes.
Which one do you see more forward than the other today?
I guess have a look how the track's playing, and they'll both be there somewhere, I'm sure.
Okay. Bonnie O'Reilly, I think she's at her best from inside draws, where she can just, you know, relax on the speed and sprint.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the big key. We accepted in the Shannon and the Golden Pendant, just to make sure we'll have a choice of the two, and she drew better in the Golden Pendant. So I think she should get a nice run just off the speed, and hopefully she's strong at the finish.
1,400 metres, little question mark?
Oh, I think she'll be fine. She's raced well at the 1,350 previously. She's third up, so she's going into the race with a really good base and a soft draw, so I think she'll travel nicely and have a bit less.
Looks a slow race to last. I see you've already been pretty proactive and gone to the stewards and say you're going to let Sir Plush stride forward a little bit today.
Yeah, I think so. He hasn't had too much luck since he won first up. He's a horse that really appreciates a good gate, and if we can sort of just get him off the speed and switch him off. But I think the last four or five times he's been entered, he's pretty much drawn the outside, and that's the case today. So he's fit. He's on the back up. He's going up to 1,400, and he's got natural speed. So today we will use that, and Impavita, of course, is in the race, and he'll probably... 1,400 might be a bit short, but he's fresh, he's well, he's a quality horse, and I think we're definitely yet to see the best of him.
Okay, what's the plans with Impavita? Were you thinking maybe spring derby type? He's a four-year-old now, I should say, but what have you got a plan for him in the spring?
Oh, we'll just see how he goes and how he sort of comes up. He is a Magic Millions horse, so that's probably the long-range plan, trying to get him into the Magic Millions staying race. But if he goes well today, we'll sort of just play it step by step with him.
One runner at Kembla, Ann Vorder with Van Damme on.
Yeah, I call him Jean Valjean, after Lamas. But, yeah, it's good to see Jean back. He had an injury and forced layoff. He's a very promising apprentice. And she's going well. Her first up run was excellent. It was a slowly run race. And she's drawn a bit awkward today, so we'll probably look to be positive on her and put her in the race. But I think she's going really well. Not an easy race, but I think she'll be right there.
Beautiful.
And can I ask you about the temperatures? Ron made, I know that he'll be keeping very much a close eye on the horses in the yard. Champagne Cuddles with 34 degrees on the way. Is she one that could cope with that?
I think she's fairly bomb-proof. She's probably as good as any. So we've had one or two hot days this spring already. So, look, I think they're used to it. She's rock hard fit. I guess we don't really know, though, but... it is going to be interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to watch them through the day.
I hope the air conditioning's working well. I might melt.
It'll be going all right. Good on you, Bjorn. Good luck today with all of them.
Thanks, guys.